I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So we hadn't had an opportunity this week to talk about the Orleans Parish Crime Bulletin that's put out by the Metropolitan Crime Commission every week. Homicides are reported at 98. At the beginning of, as of Tuesday, that is a significant increase over last year, 51%. At this point in time last year, we had 65. We're at 98 now. We know we've had some since then, so there's no doubt that we'll breach 100 during this week for sure. This is a trend that's not good. Shootings are actually down 1%. 162 thus far this year, as opposed to 164 last year. Carjackings are up still 28%, 119 as of right now, as opposed to 93 last year. Armed robberies, 181, as opposed to 148 for the same period of time. They're up 22% over last year. The mayor, as a result of the shooting on Magazine Street the other day, where 50 rounds shot in a heavily trafficked area by both locals and tourists, has come out and talked about that the trends are moving in a positive direction. I'm not exactly sure that a week makes a trend, but the fact of the matter is that we still have a number of very dangerous ingredients that are going on here, separate and apart from just the crime on the streets. We've got the debacle with the criminal justice, juvenile justice intervention center that we're trying to get to the bottom of, and we wonder why the place is in a mess when the leader of the organization, it turns out, is never there. Who's mining the store? Who's mining the ship? What's going on? This is low-hanging fruit. Then we have the Fox News report of the Public Integrity Bureau. These are the folks that are watching the police. We've been dealing with this detail situation in the city of New Orleans going way back. It was one of the issues that stimulated the consent decree, that we couldn't get our hands around the management of this thing. And now we find out that the Public Integrity Bureau and folks that are working within that organization, they were doing the same thing. They were conducting investigations of other officers where allegations were made of abuse, ghosting, this, that, or otherwise. And then we find out the ones conducting the investigation are doing the same thing. And we find out that the sanction, it was a short suspension. They were allowed to go back to working these details. And all the while, the backdrop is everyone in the community is asking for accountability relative to criminals, and that we set appropriate bonds, that we set and issue appropriate sentences and the like, and we wonder why we find ourselves in the predicament that we find ourselves in today. This is crazy. You could not have scripted this to come out this way. And I understand that the Lee Zurich investigation is continuing, and there's going to be additional information that's that's headed our way that's not going to be so pretty yet again. So this cycle that we're talking about, and I've talked about this before, how hard is this to get your hands around? It doesn't seem like it ought to be that difficult. But for whatever reason, it turns out that it is. And it's completely mystifying to me that we continue to have these issues. So what do we do now? With those that are there to investigate the officers for the same thing, we find out they're engaged in the same activity. We're just about to come out from under the consent decree. Everyone has been very critical of that situation and talked about the effects or impact that has had on this organization. There's been a collective sigh of relief that we're getting near the end. There were some announcements that were made by Judge Susie Morgan the other day. And then we're facing this revelation. This is going to be incredibly interesting to see how this gets resolved. And these things shouldn't be resolved by a one-week suspension. Not now, not ever. You're not going to send the message and the reverberations through this organization or any other organization, for that matter, that's engaged in this kind of shenanigans if they're not going to be held accountable. Yeah, I know some people are probably surprised that Newell Norman is saying this, but it's true. It needs to be said. We need to wake up. If there's an expectation that we will begin to wholeheartedly support the police each and every day as they're facing the challenges that they face out on the streets of this country, there is a bilateral obligation to each other that we do it right. And those of us that have worked long and hard in this business are taken aback when we can't simply just get it right. This is not rocket science. It's not hard. You have an obligation to make sure and ensure that you are doing the proper accounting of your time relative to the public service by virtue of the employee of the NOPD in conjunction with the time that you're working on a private detail. End of the story. There should be collective meetings right now of all of you to have the discussion of how you are making it more difficult for you and others to do this job. It is a travesty. I know that everybody's out there working hard, trying to work and support and raise their family and send their kids to good schools because, unfortunately, we're challenged on so many different fronts. I get it. But by the same token, it's not a legitimate excuse. Your lifestyle has to be tailored to what it is that you're capable of making in the allotted or acceptable hours there that work to not only the benefit of the taxpaying citizens of this city, but to those individuals that are actually paying you money to provide security for them. This is not a game. This is about a reputation. This is about leaving a legacy. your legacy of what you give to this community, the entity's interest always outweighs the individual. And when I read stories like this, I have to shake my head and wonder if we recognize and realize what we're doing to ourselves. It's time to account to one another and do the right thing. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.